On Wednesday, the Shelby County Health Department provided more details about the recent loss of thousands of COVID-19 vaccines in their care. WKNO's Katie Reardon reports.
Dr. Lisa Haushalter, who directs the Shelby County Health Department, says she tried to contact the state several times to notify them about more than 1,000 spoiled doses she was made aware of on February 13th. That was after drive-through vaccination locations closed for 2 days because of ice storms. Haushalter says she wasn't able to reach anyone for almost a week, which then prompted the state to send a team to investigate. They found more than 2,400 doses had expired over the course of this month. The state has not responded to a request for comment on the lapse in communication, but here's Haushalter during a press briefing defending her handling of the situation.
It is my responsibility to be accountable for what has occurred, to elevate to the state when I knew there was wasted doses, which I did, to work closely with the state to determine what the issues were and to resolve those issues in a systematic and organized way.
During last week's investigation, the state also found the local health department had a stockpile of vaccines that should have gone out, about 30,000 doses too many. Haushalter says the doses accumulated partly as a result of planning for a countywide teacher vaccination campaign that ended up being delayed. Adding to the inventory were doses that didn't make it to vaccine sites due to last week's winter storms.
Some of our pods can see up to 1,500 people a day. And so if you have 2 or 3 days where you're not doing a specific site, you know, that can be upwards of over 4,000 doses.
Plus, the state continued to ship a routine allotment, which Haushalter eventually asked them to pause. For now, the state will no longer ship vaccines directly to the health department and instead has entrusted the city of Memphis, hospitals, and pharmacies with distributing shots. The health department is also no longer running its own vaccination sites. Katie Reardon, WKNO News.